Darlin', do not fear, that it's Brett Dinnan. Actually, that song is track number 3 on our Studio C CD, volume number 2, which you can pick up at any area Bookman's, also helped made possible by Zona 78. Darlin', do not fear. Also, 16 tracks on there in all on our Studio C CD, tracks recorded in Studio C from last year, and it benefits charity, Tucson Clean and Beautiful, and also the Tucson Community Food Bank. It is Friday morning, January the 11th. Jenny and Blake. Jenny is off today, feeling a little under the weather, but a lot of fun things coming up. By the way, still ahead at 8:15, our Studio C playback, this time of this morning, Tegan and Sarah, so that's coming up at 8:15. 35 degrees right now, clear skies. Chuck George says 66 for a high today, and in the studio right now, Dawn from MovieNightTrafficLight.com, going over some new movies.
That's right. Good morning,
theaters,
Blake.
This week. Good morning.
I cannot tell you how excited I am. This is Friday.
Yeah.
Seems like the first 2 weeks of the year always kind of drag along, and I'm so happy it's here. And we have some new movies in the theater. And the first one I actually haven't seen because they haven't showed it to us, but I brought you a clip for a couple of reasons. One, it is so cute and adorable. It's a G-rated animated film, and it's called The Pirates Who Wouldn't Do Anything, a VeggieTales movie. And The second reason I brought the clip is because the very two last words of the clip remind me of you, Blake. Made me think of you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what those are.
Okay, here's the clip.
Can I air those words?
Yes, you can.
I can?
It's a G-rated film.
Okay, here we go.
A bored gourd, a sour grape, and a cucumber who wants to be cool have been called to save a princess.
The heroes! They're here!
Does anyone know where the bathroom is?
I'm Eloise, Princess of Monteria. Pirates have taken my brother, Prince Alexander, with my father, the king, away in the west. It is imperative that we mount a rescue immediately.
Come again?
Come again. Is that reminds you of me?
Yeah, it does. You're always imitating people and words and phrases. I thought that's going to be Blake's phrase of the day. Come again.
That's pretty funny.
So that looks so adorable. I wish they would have shown it to us so I could tell you what it's about. But it is G-rated and it looks super cute. And it is less than an hour and a half.
Who does that movie? Who's doing the movie this time around? Is that Disney?
No, I think it is Universal Studios or something. Mm. Yeah, it's not the typical animated people that you think of. But it does look really cute. And if you are into the VeggieTales, I guess. Yeah. It'll be a good one to take the kids to.
Should be fun.
Mm-hmm. But the second one is a big one. It's called The Bucket List.
Yep, and seen the trailer.
Yep, that's right. And Rob Reiner, he directed and produced it. And, you know, he's the guy that directed and produced huge movies like A Few Good Men, When Harry Met Sally, and The American President. So he's done a lot.
And this is the first time that Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson have ever worked together.
That's right.
I read a story or saw a story somewhere where they've run in the same circle of friends, and both of them are in, I think, their 70s?
Yeah, they're both 70, actually.
And 70 now, and this is the first time they've ever worked together on a film, which is really hard to believe.
And they've always wanted to, but they've never had a chance to.
Right.
Yeah, and the movie kind of asks the question of these two guys, what would you do for two older guys that have just found out that they're both dying of cancer? And it sounds darker than it really is. And of course, it does star Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. And here's a clip of after they just meet in the hospital.
I want my own room.
You run hospitals, not health spas. 2 beds to a room, no exceptions.
Damned if I'm going to spend the next 3 weeks laying next to Zombie Roy.
My freshman philosophy professor assigned this exercise and called it a bucket list. We were supposed to make a list of all the things we wanted to do in our lives before we
kicked the bucket. Cutesy.
It's pointless now.
We could do this. We should do this.
And they both come from completely different worlds. Jack plays a super rich guy that everything is handed to him, and Morgan is the guy that's always worked for everything in his life really hard. So it's they make a neat couple, and now they have something in common.
It's got to be funny if Jack Nicholson is in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be hilarious.
You know, and it's funny because Jack thought he might not be able to film this movie because he got sick himself right before the filming, but he pulled everything together, and they all did it together. And you know, and I think it's pretty safe to say that Jack and Morgan are probably two of the best actors out there.
Absolutely.
You know, Jack been in a ton of things. I loved him in As Good
Well,
as
Morgan
It Gets.
Freeman. I mean, Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
That's every man's favorite movie.
That's right. And he's probably the only actor that can play God. And you say to yourself, he might really be God, and maybe he's just acting on the side. That's how good these guys are. Mm-hmm. It's really, really amazing. And of course, the acting in the movie is good, too. And Jack's assistant is played by Sean Hayes, who's from Will and Grace.
Right.
And he doesn't play that kind of part at all in this movie. He's more of the really dedicated, hardworking, but completely unappreciated employee. You know, somehow that seems very familiar to me. Not sure why. But anyway, the movie is it is PG-13, but it's not really going to appeal to the kids of any age, really. This is more of an adult themed, you know, it's about dying and it's about what you would do. And so these two are going to go
off. It'll make you think, I'm sure, by the time you walk out of the theater.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, do I have anything that I want to do?
Give me something.
Well, I don't, you know, I have a ton of things on my list that I need to get done every day, but I guess I haven't really thought ahead of what would I really want to do if I knew when I was going to die. So it really does kind of make you think. They do some pretty cool stuff, though. Yeah.
So what do you think? Good movie?
Yes. Honor Movie Night Traffic Light, The Bucket List. This one is a green light.
All right.
Yep.
Anything else out this weekend or movies in theaters? What are we talking about next week? Something to look forward to?
Next week, there's a couple of ones coming out. There's 27 Dresses with Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
And then Katie Holmes is hitting the theaters in Mad Money. Yeah,
that's right.
So those two are going to check those out. And there's also one called Cloverfield. And, you know, last week we were talking about the trailers and we were wondering why we couldn't find a trailer of the new, which one were we talking about? The Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah.
That's one. They're going to premiere that trailer at the Cloverfield
Indiana Jones.
Yep, Indiana Jones.
And it's something with the crystal skull, I think.
Yep, the crystal skull.
When are they premiering that?
That isn't until May.
Oh, okay.
But they're going to show the trailer, I think, for the first time. At least that's the word on the street. Who knows? They may change their mind, but they may show it for the first time next weekend.
All right. Read more on movies with Dawn at movienighttrafficlight.com. Of course, each and every Friday you're in to talk about new movies in theaters. Thanks for coming in this morning.